Here we go.
Look at that frost.
Right?
I love it.
Cheers, buddy.
Cheers, bud.
Cheers. Welcome to Thoughts Off the Stem. I've just opened a web page instead of hitting. No. So today we're doing something a little bit different. Obviously, I didn't take the bong hit at the beginning. Don't worry, we're gonna do stuff like that too. This is a special, exciting episode. Tyler is here again to join us and have a great, have an awesome sesh. If you guys don't remember, or if you're new, because I've got a new followers on YouTube, a few new listeners or followers, watchers, whatever you want to call yourselves, awesome people, how about that? I've got a few new awesome people in the circle on YouTube for sure, and a couple on Spotify. So if you don't know, Tyler is the manager at the shop where I work, and Nate, and Eva did a podcast together. I think I called it Bud Tenders Opinions and something else.
Some along those lines.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
If I know this sounds stupid, but welcome to the sesh. But here's the thing, okay? That one's a good one. So if you find that in the thing, I'll try and link it in this video. I'll link it in the tag. But watch that one, because it's got all four of us. We're all from the same shop. We have a good time, good chemistry. So Tyler's joining us today.
Hell yeah.
Let's cheer out Tyler.
Tyler?
Tyler?
Tyler! Right on!
All I can say is this Molo is freaking hitting.
Right?
It's They're so awesome. Crisp.
They're only like 10 milligrams, but 10 milligrams, okay, 10 milligrams THC, 10 milligrams CBG.
The CBGBs.
CBGBs. Yeah,
that's what it's all about.
You gotta have the CBGBs.
You really do. It makes it, like, the Molo 5, not bad.
Right?
This one, it's like a whole other level.
It's so much better. So, if you're new to the podcast again, here's the thing. CBG is the mother cannabinoid. It makes THC do what THC does. It makes CBD do what CBD does and all the other essential oils of the plant. It's the thing that makes them do what they do. The key to this is that not only does it do that, but it also makes you feel great about being you for no fucking reason. Okay? So just keep that in mind.
Absolutely.
It's a great time. If you find anything with CBG in it, it's going to most likely be a sativa that's going to uplift you, make you feel happy, social, talkative, exactly like we are right now.
That's what, like, it's perfect because it's very social. Like, I almost find this more social than actual beer.
Right?
Like, it's wild that way.
That's the other thing. It's made by, I believe, Labatt actually makes these.
Mm.
So it's beer flavored. There's no beer in it because you can't mix alcohol and weed together, even though you can mix alcohol and weed together. You're just not legally allowed to.
Right.
As
a product.
Exactly. So what they've done is they've made a beer-flavored weed with a side of you're wicked.
Yep.
So if you want beer, but you don't want beer and you don't want the hangover of beer, pick up a Molo 10 because fuck, they're awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
But getting into this sesh, okay, this is what's exciting about this sesh. This sesh is all about our adventure at Kind. If you don't know what Kind is a magazine that is I guess you could say it is the premier magazine.
Yep.
That goes in every single pot shop across Canada, okay?
They're great.
It tells they do quarterly issues, so four issues a year, but they give you all kinds of industry insights. They talk to a bunch of industry veterans. They talk to a bunch of people that are in the industry or associated with it in whatever way, whether it's celebrities, growers, producers, money men, CEOs, whatever. You get a whole taste of the entire industry in it. And what is it? Twice a year, I guess? Fall and winter?
Yeah.
Or sorry, summer and winter?
Summer and winter.
They do the Kind Fair, where we get to go down as bud tenders, meet all of the suppliers and all the producers. They give us some stuff that is either new to market or they just want you to try. It's something that they're testing, products that they're testing. They give you a bunch of that to try and take home and then test and tell them what you think. So everybody leaves with a legal
but full fat sack of weed.
Okay, so
accurate.
So that's what we're going to talk about today is our experience at Kind. And throughout the episode, I'll have some pictures pop up and maybe a couple little videos that'll show our experience with Tyler and I going down, and then the few friends that we met down there too from the industry. And the best one is the fact that if you're in the industry and you know who Nico Dank is. So when he says, smoke my weed here, you do it. You don't wait. You don't like, oh, I don't know if I want to. You just say, uh-huh.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then you go, thank you.
That's right.
And that's what we did. So we'll talk about that too. But yeah, we had a great time.
Yeah.
Tyler and I rode down on the train.
Yeah, absolutely. Good. I think for context too, for Kind. Okay, mm-hmm. So like when we went to the winter one last year, it was 4 till 10.
Yeah, roughly.
I want to say that's about the window that we had.
Yeah.
So for the summer one, technically we were the early bird sesh. Yep. So we were 3 till 6.
Yeah.
And then there's the late sesh, which was 6 till 10.
Yeah.
And for us, it ended up being an all day thing. Yeah. All day.
If you question our credibility in smoking weed, doing weed, being around weed,
injecting the marijuanas.
Yeah. If you hung out with us for this day, you would have no doubts or questions.
Yeah.
Okay. Because this happened on what's today? So today, well, you'll see it on Friday. We're recording it on Thursday. Mm-hmm. So that means we went on Tuesday. So we left Guelph at noon. But we met up at the train station at 11:30. Now, both of us did the exact same thing because we're brilliant. Is we got high first. Of course.
As you do.
And if you follow on Instagram, you can see what I packed up. I packed a fat sack shit that we smoked before we even got there. Okay? Like, it was on the walk and the line waiting to get in. This is my Kind sack. What goes in that Kind sack, you ask? This. My little dipper. For some concentrates. That's right. We got an Orbit for some concentrates. An extra Orbit battery just in case we have some more concentrates and we need the extra charge. Then we've got the Nugs Wrap pre-roll. That's right. One of the best blunts I've ever smoked. Then we've got 3 pre-rolls of Palmetto Platinum cookies because those are always a nice sativa in the day. And then the pre-rolls that I've rolled myself, we've got, let's see here, Dank Plasma number 2. We've got a mix of Dank Plasma number 2, Sour OG and Citrus, Sour and Citrus. And then we've got Sour OG, baby. And that's just to start, because I'm also smoking a little Sour and Citrus joint to get me started.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there, we started smoking essentially at like 10:30 in the morning on Tuesday and smoked all the way until I think the last joint we smoked was like, what, 12:30 in the parking lot of McDonald's?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So
which you could do in Canada.
Absolutely, you can. Oh, and does McDonald's hit different at 12:30?
Right.
But yeah, surprise. So like at least a solid 14 hours of weed-inducing.
Non-stop smoke.
Yeah.
Like, so we sat down on the Wednesday because we had to work because we have to manage the shop and everybody else.
I like
has
to torture
to
us,
go, right?
And royally fuck up the scheduling. But
but that way everybody at the shop gets to go and experience Kind. So that's really the way it should be, is that everybody gets a chance to do their shit. So this sesh, essentially what we're going to do is we're going to smoke through some of the pre-rolls that we got. Because our delivery was today, we lucked out, and I ended up picking up, what is this here, Liquid Diamonds vape cartridge from Green Seal, and if you know how much I love Green Seal, this is a no-brainer. I bought it without question.
Yeah, we're both very excited for this.
Yeah, so we're going to give that a shot. We're going to smoke out of the pillar. We're going to try, so this stuff is fucking awesome. So this stuff is Priest's Punch by Royalty. I thought it was a sativa because it made me bounce off the walls right after we smoked it. But it's an indica. It is a very flavorful indica. It hits you like immediately and it energizes you, which is fucking weird for the most part. But yeah, so that's what we're going to try and work through. And then Tyler's got his assortment of what he wants to try and work through too.
As much as you can see this.
He's got some nugs over there. He's got some weed me. You know what? Yeah. We'll just call it out as we smoke it, what we're smoking. How's that sound?
Exactly.
Right?
That sounds great.
So yeah, so that's our, like, our experience was pretty fucking awesome. And since we had such a good time, we wanted you to have such a good time.
That's right.
So let us take you through our trip to Kind. And we're going to start with, do you have your phone on you?
Do you
have the numbers?
Yeah, the list.
So we made the list of everything that we smoked. Keep in mind, there's sections to this, okay? We'll tell you what we smoked before going into the festival. Then we'll tell you what we smoked while we were in the festival. Mm-hmm. You can't also forget about, because I forgot about them, were the drinks. So Teapot gives you a drink if you want it. If you want a warm one, you could take one home. She goes, you want a warm one? I say, no. She goes, you want a cold one? You can drink it now? Of course.
Absolutely.
What am I here for? I'm here for getting high. So we got cold ones and then a taster of what their new product's going to be. So yeah, that was pretty awesome. So we had a couple of those as well. I ended up with a couple of those. I don't know how.
Mm.
But like,
we just happened to keep passing the booth. Like, we were there for quite a while. So
that is true.
Here's another.
I felt like at a certain point people were like, hey, how you guys doing? Want to come over later?
Pretty much, eh?
Yeah, I think everybody knew us by the end. Pretty well.
It's the guy with the dope shirt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was wearing, that's the other thing. I was wearing my life is dope and I do dope shit shirt. So, I mean, like, you stand out a little.
Yep. Okay, so what was the first one that you smoked in the day?
Okay, so
first thing in the morning.
First thing in the morning before I left to meet you at the train station, I smoked, I think I rolled about a gram, but I only smoked about half of it. Was the sour and citrus from General Admission.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's what I started with. I had that, got into the cab. Reeked of weed because I
was in a rush. Half of it.
Yeah. I was in a rush and I took the kids to fucking. So I dropped the kids off at their mom's house. I come home, roll up the joint real quick, pack up the rest of the stuff that I needed for my bag because I was charging like the grinders and things like that. Mm-hmm. And as I was waiting for those to finish charging, I smoked that, but I put it out after I called the cab. And then when I got in the cab, right before I got in the cab, I was saying goodbye to my oldest daughter. And she goes, Dad, you reek of weed. I go, I know. And so then I left. And then I got in the cab and I reeked of weed. And then the cab reeked of weed. I didn't even take that joint with me. I just left it at home. But I was fucking, I stunk.
It's a part of you now.
Yeah. But that's when I told you. I was having the conversation with, he was an older gentleman. And it started off, we were talking about back cream. And then... It's what you do when you're older. You just talk about back creams.
The way it goes.
How shoulders work.
Yeah.
So we were doing that, and then it turned into like, well, would weed cream help me with my back? And the answer is yeah. Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
Specific kinds, but yeah. So I told him where I worked and told him to come see me, and I would hook him up with some back cream. So we'll see what happens. But that's how I started my day. So how'd you start yours?
And the way anybody would, with a steamy hot coffee and a mocha OG.
Yeah,
mocha OG pairs so well with coffee, it's stupid.
It's got that flavor.
Like, it does.
So the mocha, like when I know that's the first thing, that whatever chocolate mocha flavor is when you're eating like a chocolate bar or, no, hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you make a, what's the one where you mix it to?
Yeah. Yeah, that one.
The thing it's named after, it tastes like. Who knew? Listen.
Yeah.
When I go to Starbucks, I make my 14-year-old order for me. I am literally a bank. I just go, beep, boop, thank you. And then I look at her and I go, what I get? She goes, the white drink with the fluff you like.
Perfect.
Excellent. So, mocha OG tastes like mocha. That's what I'm trying to say. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Continue.
Absolutely. But yeah, that was the one I had. So I ended up having, so that extends the list a little bit because that's what I had at Kind. Because I ended up having two mochas then because I would have had one right when I woke up and then one I had when I got to the station before I met up with you. And so easily five mochas then. Man. Okay, that explains a little bit.
Right?
Yeah. That puts two and when, seven together.
All right. Keep falling over, fucker. Yeah. No, it's true. Like, when you keep looking back on it, you're like, I don't feel like we smoked that much. But then you look and you're like, no, we did. Because, so we had that before we left on the train. Mm-hmm. We let that settle and then marinate. Oh, here's a little fun side note. So we're on the train. Okay. We're talking. A couple things happen. So Tyler had got our tickets on the train electronically. So he had them on his phone. And at I think it's like four stops in, I see the cops get on. And I'm not worried because it's like we have tickets, right? So they come walking through the train and whatever. And then they get to the top. We're on the top part of the train. So they get to the top. And the lady, the cop lady, is coming over, officer lady, Mrs. Lady Officer, I don't know, whatever you want to be called, a cop lady. She comes walking up, and she asks the guy to scan his ticket. The guy goes, okay. As soon as she does this, the guy in front of him gets up and just fucking whoop to the other end of the train. She's like, sir, come back here. Motherfucker had to come back. Yep. Not sure if he ended up having his ticket or not, but she comes to us and then goes, oh, do you guys have your tickets? We have tickets. We're not worried. Okay, so we're also fried, right? So even though we're not worried about being high next to a police officer asking us for documents, it's still quite the hassle because you're high and you don't want to be like, listen, I'm stoned as fuck right now.
Yeah.
Give me a second. Okay. So we're like, yeah, no problem. We have tickets, and Tyler pulls them up and we're trying to figure it all out, and it seems like it's going okay. All of a sudden, she goes, nope, these aren't the right, or these tickets have been used, or they haven't been used, or...
Her first words out of her mouth, after she's like, can I see your tickets? Because first of all, I'm new to this sort of situation. Anytime I'm traveling via train, somebody else has tickets. This is a new process for me. But she asked for the tickets, so I'm like, I don't know how to actually pull a ticket, because I just had like screenshots, right? Like, here's my confirmation code and all that. She's like, no, I need the actual tickets. Go and pull up the email. Here's the thing. You look at it, just handed her my phone, like, here you go. And she's like, oh, I could find you both right now. It's the first thing out of her mouth after that. I'm like, what? And the color just ran away from my face because I'm thinking, oh, we're good. We're good to go. I did everything that I needed to do. I have actual tickets. We're legal on board this train. And she's like, you didn't activate the tickets.
Yeah, activation.
Once you get on the train, you yourself have to activate the tickets. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, if somebody's coming around and checking your tickets, isn't that what they do? Yeah. Just to say, like, yeah. I was utterly baffled.
You know what I found now that I think about it? Because again, we were really high at this point. Like, it had all settled in. Like, the first joints of the day, it settled in. So Tyler's thought is, oh, fuck. And my first thought is, how much is the fine? Like, we could just pay that, right? Like, is it the same price as a ticket? It should be.
Yeah, really.
So, but then now having, like, listened to you say that again. So here's the thing that I take away from it. What I should have said was, well, if they're not activated and we're on the train, where's the issue? Like,
yeah.
Dung. Here you go. Did it.
Yeah.
You
know? Instead, oh, we got to write you up for that.
Yeah. You know what I blame? I blame Captain Runny McPants over there.
Yeah, he ruined it. He ruined it for our train section.
Yeah.
And then she was on the prowl after that. Yeah.
You can't just be like, oh, I see a cop. I'm out.
Yeah, dude.
They're going to ask why.
You're on a train. Yeah, it's moving, man.
That guy's seen one too many Mission Impossibles.
Yeah. I just pulled this lever.
It wasn't too long after that the fucking guy, the warning came on for hitting the yellow button.
Yeah, the emergency, whatever. Yeah.
So shortly after that happened, somebody, I guess, hit the little emergency yellow bar that's on the side. And you heard the conductor go, don't hit the bar unless there's an absolute emergency. I'm like, wonder if that guy did it.
Yeah.
Like, there is an emergency. I don't want to pay this fine.
Exactly.
Fuck you and your fines.
It's just so quick to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, charge people who are using public transit. Like what?
It's like giving a guy a ticket with like a Fred Flintstone car.
Yeah.
Be like, you can't even afford to where? Why? You can't pay this.
Yeah.
Oh, no, man.
I don't know what to tell you.
This is a decision. Discretion.
Yeah.
This is where you use it.
Yeah, a little bit of brains.
Right?
Just enough.
So that was like the lead in to our day. Now, before we move along on this day a little farther, let's take a pillar hit.
Yeah, we need to kick it off with a smoke.
Right?
Okay. The drink's doing well. I'm moving a little too fast through it. So.
I know, me too. I had to settle it down a bit.
Yeah.
I want to smoke something. That's the problem. See, like, because it tastes like beer, I don't, like, sometimes I want a cigarette, but, like, I don't want a cigarette now. I really want a joint. And I've been just looking at these being like, I don't know which one I want to smoke.
Yep,
but
I know.
I want one of them.
We should have narrowed it down a little bit better, but...
Dude, I have three to pick from. You brought like a whole.
Yeah, I do. I have an array.
I'm going to go through all these right now, but.
Oh, yeah. It's just because I have a few, I say old reliables.
Yeah, well, yeah.
A couple of them are new. But like, yeah.
But that's the thing. So these, a lot of the ones that we have that we get from the Kine Festival or whatever, they don't have, there's stuff we haven't tried before. So we don't really know what to expect. Like, you know, I smoke Purple Kush, I know what happens, you know? You smoke L.A. Kush Cake, you know what happens, right? With some of these, like this one here, True OG, I don't know what the fuck's going to happen. Like, I could turn into, or I could be like, hey, man, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a gamble. This is all a gamble. So that's why this session is going to be awesome, because we don't know what the fuck's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
But I do know, with the pillar, what's gonna fucking happen.
It's gonna kick us into gear, to say the least.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's got a super, like, sweet, almost soury flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, candy. Like, real candy.
It is like candy.
Yeah, it's... And in the pillar, everything tastes like candy. So I can't wait to try this. But that's what that looks like. I don't know if I can get a good picture of it. I'll try, but... let me see here. Oh, wait, which way's the thing? Nope, that's the wrong way. Oh, that's the right way? That's delayed. It might be like this. So, you know what? I will take a picture. I still have a little left, so I'll take a picture after, and I'll add it in, I guess, so that we could see things better.
And basically, it looks like pasteurized honey.
Yeah, that's actually a really good way to put it. So, we got the pillar. Have I smoked this on here? I think I have. Yeah, I have.
Yeah. It's probably fantastic.
I can't wait. Like... So when we smoked it, I just took my Little Dipper dab pen, and so as soon as I got it, we just turned to the side, found a little corner, because you can smoke there anyway, but we were at the opposite side of the smoking spot, so we found a garbage section where we sat and smoked till we got kicked out. Yeah. And then we went to the real section and
you can't stand here. The drone's landing here.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah, that was weird too. Eh? Yeah. I'm like, and I'm the guy that's just staring at it. I was so high. I'm like, wait, a drone? Oh, I see it. That's cool. So I'm that dickhead. If they show any video, that's just like...
Yeah.
Staring at the drone like a jackass.
All right. I was doing the same.
Okay, I'm going to put it on the lowest setting only because I find... No. Oh, I'm burning it. No, stop. Stop.
Disc.
Yes. Okay. I stopped it. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Might have broke it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Nope. Okay, we're on. All right. So,
low setting.
1, 2, 3. Oh, it does it every time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I gotta do 3 fast. I keep thinking 2 is the switch.
Oh, okay.
But it's 1. I mean 3.
3. The other one.
CBGBs.
Yep. Did you feel the set in like just now?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very evident too.
Yep.
We smoked. What did I smoke? I smoked some sour kush thing right before we did this, and you had...
Yeah, I had the Island Breeze, I want to say, like the one-to-one from Siku.
Yeah.
Which was, it was a nice, like, exactly a one-to-one. That's what I needed.
Yeah, level you out a little bit, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, so there, it's on one, it's the right way to go now. Now, what I've learned with this, because I can't remember if I said it in the last one, you can hold it, like hold the button down, well, you probably can't see it too well, but you can hold the button down so that... You can see the light up, but I find that it heating like this sucks. I mean, I shouldn't say sucks because I love Yokan. Sorry. It doesn't suck, but with this one, it's fine. But with when you preheat it, so you do the, let's see here. Let's see if I can see. Okay. 1, 2. Then you get the preheat and it heats. It seems to heat up better and faster with that. So you get like a full...
That's very proper.
I try to go for the full 20 seconds. I can't.
No way. There's no way I'm doing that right now.
No, just take a hit.
I was saying, because I was looking at it.
Oh, it tastes so good.
Oh, man, it smells good. But I'll tell you after.
Sounds good. But yeah, so I recommend that if you do use those, like, it's fine to hold the button down, but I find you get a way better, way more consistent burn if you pull it while it's preheated. And it doesn't matter what level you put it at. Like, if you put it at 1, 2, or 3, it burns as consistently as well throughout any of them. It doesn't matter. One of the other things to note, too, is that the only time you should really burn these that high is... I like the little jig.
That's what gets you through.
The only time to really burn it on 3 is when you're trying to, like, burn off all the liquid that, like, is still resting in there. Because these come out pretty damn clean. I mean, not the tube part, but the actual bowl inside comes out nice. Yeah, the chamber. That's a good word. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I love that shit.
So I was just looking at it sitting there. I'm like, this looks like a device that if George Jetson just smoked weed, that's what he would smoke it out of.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Like, right?
You know, okay. Since we're talking about weird gadgets, I'm going to do an episode on this, or a sesh-isode. But, like, I know that everybody feels bad for these, like, Titan sub dudes. But, like, I got to be honest. Okay, side note, sorry. Like, how can you look at that and be like, yeah, I'm in?
Like... Man, yeah, that's the thing. And these people paid money, so they must have some sort of smarts to at least hold on to that type of money.
Uh-huh.
You can't tell me you look at that vessel and be like, yeah, it's going to take me the depths. Yeah. Like, I look at that, like, 1,000 feet max, yeah. You know? And then you start hearing the little ricketing. Yeah, that's yeah. It.
No bueno.
No.
That is not this. This could go in space. I'm sure. I don't know. I've never tested it. I am not allowed to in space. Space has neglected me.
At least the orbit.
Yeah, right?
The orbit up there.
The orbit, the pillar. Maybe you need the orbit pillar to launch the orbit. Oh! I think it's setting in.
It really is. I noticed the pick-me-up immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an indica. I don't get it. It's just... At least that's what I was told online.
No, I think you're right. I think she said that to me, too, now that I was... Now that you mention it.
Right? Because, and I don't even think, so, like, when you buy the Priest Punch, I don't think it comes as a single. It's a duo pack.
I'm
sure. It's either a duo pack or it's, like, it's a cross.
Okay. Because
there's that with, like, a purple punch or something with it as well.
Oh, that makes sense.
So, yeah.
Give it that punch. Well, whatever it is, it's fucking delicious. Mm-hmm. And it's a really nice high. Like, you only need a couple hits of it and you're like, I'm good. But then again, like, when I say you only need a couple hits of things, like, there's... Certain people like to get blown the fuck out. Like, they think that smoking weed just means, like, making your brain nothing.
Yeah.
You know, when I smoke weed, my intention is not to just, like, you know? Like, I don't want to look like I had a lobotomy.
Yeah.
I want to just be comfortably happy high. So when I say, like, you get nice and high, you have it's the equivalent to me of having, like, a good night of drinking kind of thing, and you feel, like... Your inhibitions are gone, and you have more fun, right?
Yeah.
I'm not talking like, some people, I just find their level of, I like to get high, is a little excessive sometimes.
Yeah.
Now, absolutely. Having said that, let us continue.
Yes. Okay.
Hold on, let me do this first. I'm just going to switch it real quick, because we're going to run up, I'm going to get sidetracked, and we'll run up on the
timeout
for the tape. So here we go. All right. All right, cool. There we go. Okay. I love doing that. It's so just quick and easy. But I would also like... You know what, Canon? If you can make a camera that can, like, record for, like, 4 hours, that would be awesome. Because this half-hour bullshit's not cutting it.
Yeah.
I mean, I love your camera. It's probably the best camera I've ever owned. And it's afforded me a lot of fun things. But at the same time, half an hour? Really? It's not even a full half hour. It's, like, 29 minutes and 52 seconds. Like, come on, man. Can't give me the extra 8?
Nope. Don't have the capacity.
All right. So aside from that, much like Yocan, sorry, Canon, I love you. I don't really care what you do. I just, hitting a button's a pain in the ass when I'm high. Okay? Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
It's an isolated issue.
Yeah, pretty well. Okay. So moving back on. Okay. So we have our interaction with Captain Madame Popo.
Yeah. Madame Popo.
On our train, which really, it didn't fuck up the vibe at all, but it, like, threw a kink. Because now we're like, you know, when you're chilling, you're having a good time, you're just like, dude, this is going to be awesome. We're going to this. You're all amped up. You're having good conversation. And then next thing you fucking know, it's all, hey, look at me. I'm authority. like, you know?
I needed none of that.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
It was like, no bueno. So once we got off the train, then we ran into Nathan and all the guys that he, or all the people he works with, and it was awesome because this is really where, where it started. It started, we started like on point.
Yeah.
If you were going like, where are the professional weed smokers? You'd be like, that circle right there.
It's very evident.
Right? Yeah. We got off the train. We walked downstairs. We go outside. We get out the door. By the time...
So fun fact, they were on the same train
as us.
We didn't know this. They're in the butt end, basically the caboose.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh yeah, we're getting there at this time. When are you guys getting there? Oh, same time. Are we on the same train?
So we merged into each other as we were leaving. Like, hey, dude, what's up? And so as we go out the doors, because like jackass potheads we are, we immediately just take over that space, which was quite large. But there was what? Three, one, me, you, two, two. So like six people.
At least six.
Six or seven, I think. Two, three. Seven people in total in this circle. And it's right outside the doors when you walk out of the GO train in downtown Toronto. So, like, people are still coming out. We're not waiting for anybody to make way. Everybody's got to join out. Nathan gets one going. He passes that one around. I didn't realize he got one going, so I lit... Oh, what did I light for that one? Oh, the Dark Plasma.
Oh, right, the Dark Plasma.
The Dark Plasma, which... Last episode, I said I would talk about. I got really high, and I may have thrown out the case. I don't know. But I will tell you about it. It is not worth the price. That's the first thing right off the bat. It is overly expensive for what it is. It's a well-cultivated plant. So in terms of cultivation, yes, I can see why it would be an expensive plant. What is it called? It's Dark Plasma, but what was
Royal
it?
Royal Dive number two.
Royal Dive number two. By what exotics? Something exotics.
You got me there.
Yeah, I can't remember. The brand name escapes me, but it's something exotics. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Dank Plasma number two. It is a cross between Girl Scout cookies, OG Kush, and Obi-Wan.
Right.
So when I saw that, I was like, this has to be like the greatest weed ever. It's like everything I love about life, you know?
Right, yeah.
So I got that, and then I tried it in the bong, didn't like it so much. It tasted considerably better in the joint, but my theory was right. One, it's not worth the actual money that they asked for it, only because it's like $60 for a half quarter, and quite honestly, it cultivation-wise, it's at the top end. Mm-hmm. High-wise, and like just enjoyment, is like mid-level. If they charge $32-$36, sure, no problem. Anything under 40, right? But not $60. And then it is a better, like, it's almost a complete it's like a 70-30, hybrid, sativa leaning hybrid. So it's way better to smoke one with people, and when you're out doing something, because if you smoke it alone, it doesn't get you like motivated to do anything like some sativas do, you know, like I smoke to clean, right? So like I'll smoke sativas to like give the house a good cleaning because I get hyper-focused. But this was not like a hyper-focus. It was just an enjoyed, upbeat, wasn't going to last too long, move on to the next thing, like middle-of-the-road starter joint kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So, yeah, cultivation-wise, flavor-wise, considerably better in a joint than a bong. Cultivation-wise, definitely top of the game because that shit was sticky as fuck. It was delicious. But
the one solid nug in there.
What's that?
One solid nug.
Yeah, one big nug. Yeah, one big nug, and it stays. Like when I say like sticky, it was actually sticky. Like when I tried to break it apart to put it in the grinder, it was sticking to my fingers. So like, it's well done. It's just not the high that I'm looking for. I'm looking for a little bit heavier, more intense high. So I can see people. I can see sativa smokers specifically really enjoying that plant.
Sure.
But even then, just out of all your options, it's still a little out of range for price.
Yeah,
that's, for what it should be.
That, like, to me, it sounds like it's on par with the, like I told you about the, I want to say the Berry Cream Puff. I think it's that one. when I had in the pre-roll there.
Yeah.
It was just this, like, as I said, like a sobering sativa.
Yeah.
Where you're just not as down. You're a little bit broadened, but nothing major, you know? Yeah.
Like, I like color shades to change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, I like to look up and be like, oh, yeah, I forgot I was here.
Absolutely.
You know?
100%.
So, yeah. So, there was... So, that's what I expect. So, I would... Because I told you last time that I would talk about it, this is my explanation of that. Of that joint. It wasn't as good. It's better shared. Mm-hmm. Because then you're bringing people into the experience. And I feel like that experience, like, actually amps up whatever, like, high experience you're having, right? If you have the right people around, it's way more fun. Whereas, like, if you're on your own, you're like, yeah, I'm high. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like,
yep.
Yep. So, yeah, that's what I find with that. If you don't, you can find better stuff, is my point. At that price point. Like,
yeah,
they're not that level. But... That's my take on it. And if I can, like I said, I'll find a picture of it to at least put up here so you can see it. If not, just look for Dark Plasma number 2. If you want to try a hybrid, you really like hybrids, you might love it. But like, if Blue Dream is your staple hybrid, you're not going to like it. Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
That's probably the best because then you have a comparison. I would go for Blue Dream over that any day of the week now. And Blue Dream is like half the price. From anyone. Doesn't matter who makes it. You know what I mean? So, yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
That's.
What did you start there?
Lime mojito. I should
start something.
All good. Yeah, it's just a lime mojito.
Oh, you're doing lime mojito?
Yeah, it's just... It was looking at me. It was the small... Okay, here's my reasoning. It was the smallest container of the things in front of me.
Okay.
So I'm like, that's something easy to ease into. Although I'm pretty sure most of these are this size inside the container. The container really means nothing, right?
Yeah.
But I think it's like a 0.7.
Well, okay. It's probably the biggest one out of them.
It says a 0.5. I don't know if I believe
that. That is not a 0.5.
No, I've seen 0.5s in my day.
Open the Nugs one. That's a 0.5.
Nugs?
Yeah. It's way smaller than that.
No.
Then you got a gram. I only got a 0.5.
Haha.
I doubt that, but... Okay, well, maybe.
Yeah, they're kind of... Yeah, they're on par. Nice rolls, though.
You know what we could do? We could just do a podcast of showing each time how each one rolls compares and be like, guys, now what are you going to do about
who has the true 0.5?
Yeah. Start competition.
That's okay, honestly, though, that's kind of what I love about like companies like Green Seal, because when I get the Mocha OGs, it's so obviously hand-rolled.
Yeah.
Like manufactured to be all that, but like just the twist, and none of them really line up. There's no consistency. It's all just, but I like that.
See, that's a 0.5.
Yeah, that to me, that's a 0.5.
Yeah. You're trying to tell me that's a 0.5? Get out of here.
No, I think it's a 0.7.
I think it's a gram.
It feels like a 0.7 to me.
I have a theory that it is a gram. And I will die on that theory. I don't care what your fucking... thing says.
We have the comparison right here.
Oh. Can I borrow your lighter? Apparently didn't bring one.
Oh.
Is that a gram?
You didn't bring a lighter?
Well, yeah. There's like 8 million of them
now.
And
the guest comes out on top.
Thanks, man. Thanks for holding this together.
Appreciate it. The thing is, I definitely brought 2 lighters down. Have no idea what I did with the other.
Yeah, so yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The room is just swallowing them. Oh, actually, I'm realizing. Swear I brought one. Hang on. Yeah, well, would you look at that? The handy super toast.
Yeah, that actually is
available
cool.
Near you. I love this container.
Show the inside.
It's so like.
So you can roll 2 1-grams, and you can fit them in there with your lighter. Like, that's pretty handy dandy.
I like it a lot.
That is what do you call it? Like a cone tube?
Yeah, it's like a worth tube having. Yeah, it's a dupe tube. Like lighter,
that's what I mean. Holder. Yeah,
yeah, it's absolutely.
That's worth having,
for
sure. Like you get a like one of these for like $1 or 10 cents or whatever, wherever you get it.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, yeah, why? I'll just put it in my smokes. Like
yeah, right. So yeah, that's a gram.
Yeah. So what do you got there? You got a gram. Oh, you got a 0.7.
It's a 0.7, you know? That's just it. I can...
Like, I'm editing that out so I'm right. Fuck you. Absolutely not. And this is a 2-grammer, sir.
Oh,
I didn't tell you. I'm 8 feet tall. And as wide as Andre the Giant. So.
Are you just explaining your Tinder profile? Like, what's...
you know I got kicked off Tinder?
What?
Really? Yeah, I got banned for life.
How so?
I'll tell you the story. You want the story? All right, here's the story. So this one's actually pretty good. So I was rewriting my profile one day. And I was, I don't know, writing whatever you normally write. Like, you know, oh, like walks on the beach, play basketball, blah, 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 right?
Yep.
Okay. And then I get to the end and I go, you know, looking for, you know, somebody that's like adventurous, likes to have fun, you know, but takes care of their shit, whatever you say.
Yeah.
And then at the end, as a joke, I put, I know I said someone, but really, if there's two, I'm not going to say no. Right? Or something along those lines. But like, it wasn't vulgar. It was just like clearly a joke, right? Yeah. Or like a one-liner. And I think it was about 2 days after I wrote it, fucking my account goes down. I'm like, what the hell? And so I try to load it, can't load it. I'm like, okay. I call Tinder. You can call them.
Oh, yeah, you can.
So I call, I go, hey, dude.
They have an 800.
Why is my account banned? He's like, your bio. I go, what do you mean because of my bio? He goes... Your bio, you're basically asking for threesomes. I go, no, it was a joke at the end of a very like regular write-up. Then he goes, no, I go, read it because I can't log in. So he reads it to me and I go, really? Really? Because I was like, oh, well, if there's two, I won't say no. He's like, yeah. I go, you realize that your whole app, the little fucking square on your phone, that whole thing is designed for fucking. That is it. Like, people hook up randomly, anonymously in some cases. They just fuck, okay? I watched a TV show once. I'm saying this whole thing I'm saying to the guy, okay? I watched a TV show once where this lady was getting out of a shower. Her friend came over. Her Tinder thing went off. She accepts the Tinder thing. That looks at her friend, goes, you gotta go because my Tinder date's coming over. And the friend goes, date? She goes, I'm gonna fuck a guy from Tinder. He's on a run right now. Like, that's where you're at, Tinder. Okay? And you're telling me I can't say, oh, haha, threesomes.
There's no vulgarities in the line.
I'm telling you.
Earnest statement.
I would prove it, but I can't log in to even cut and paste what I wrote. Because it wasn't that bad. But also, I am not opposed to threesomes. If you have them, or if I have them. I don't care.
Again, you just need a new phone.
Right? And fucking 42 of them, so that I could keep the same profile going with the same thing. This guy would drive him nuts.
Just write the same bio every time.
Dude.
Is it that guy again?
I'm going to start a GoFundMe.
Put me on with him.
It's going to be called Get Me Back on Tinder GoFundMe. I need money for phones so that I can create unlimited accounts.
There are people in this world that be like, yeah, sure. Mm-mm. Let's see what he does.
If you're watching this, hit me up. I literally have a website, tots420.com. There's an email on there. Just send it over. Be like, I would like to see what you do with this $1 billion. I will do great things with it. I promise you that. Some of them you might be like, why? Because I have $1 billion. That's why. So that's why I couldn't. That's why I'm not on Tinder anymore. Fair. So, and that journey leads us to the journey that we had to Kind, which we started with.
Yeah.
And we haven't even got in the festival yet.
So we just got to the train station.
There you go.
We got the circle rocking.
At the destination. We've taken the train.
Yeah, sorry. We haven't backtracked that far. Yeah. This isn't the Dungeons & Dragons movie here.
Dude, I like that movie.
It's great.
But I thought it would be better than it was.
Yeah.
Like, it was good, but I thought it would be funnier. The end was hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
But the middle parts were more adventurous.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're at the train station, outside, smoking.
With the circles.
There you go.
We each had a thing. Mm-hmm. Which, again, so you had the Royal Dive.
Uh-huh.
Whatever Nathan's thing was.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was, but I'll tell you this. The weed was, like, white.
Nathan's saying, yeah.
Yeah. We were like, what did we smoke? He's like, this. And he pours out like a handful of nugs. And it was like, if you grew weed on Mount Everest right at the tip, that's where it came from. because it looked like you could put them in the background of like one of those like claymation Christmas time videos as a Christmas tree, and you wouldn't know the difference. Okay, the thing was white, man, with crystals, not cocaine.
Yeah. Oh, it was definitely weed versus through and through. It didn't have any strange aftertaste.
But it was nice. It was a good smoke, nice too. I wish I knew what it was. But so that's what, two right off the train.
Yep.
Right? And then did anybody... And then, I lit platinum cookies. Oh, excuse me. Platinum cookies right after that before we started walking.
Yep.
Did anybody light anything after that? Or no, we just walked at that point, right? Because we had, 7K or something.
That's when I started, head ostriching and, leading the pack.
Tyler is, what are you, 6'4"?
Yeah, about that.
Okay.
I mean, I'll see it because I'm just, hunched on a stool, but, yeah, I get out there.
Tyler is 6'4". I'm 5'11", Italian, and chubby. Okay? Do you know how hard it is to keep up with a 6'4 ostrich? It's like impossible. At one point, I had to start walking in front of him so that he couldn't go farther. But yeah, so we got the walk, and then we got to where it was. We got to the gate, the doors, they hadn't opened yet. It was like maybe 3, it just hit 3 or something like that, or just before, 2:45.
So it would have been like just after 2, I think, like pushing on 2:30. Because what opened,
because it opened at 3 o'clock. So so it was like maybe 2 that we showed up. You're right. Yeah, I got my times wrong.
All good.
So we decided what we do is instead of waiting in the boiling hot sun, which I had no problem with, but we beer also. So
we stopped at the bowling alley.
Okay, bowling alley bar, 3 lanes. You can't call yourself a bowling alley at that point. You're a bar. Well,
they had to make room for the pool tables.
I didn't even see a pool table.
They're way on the other side. I actually think so. There was the couple of lanes, and then there was a slight divider, and then another couple lanes.
Yeah.
And then some pool tables on the other side, which I thought was a mirror at first, but it was the actual other side of the room.
Oh shit! I thought that was a mirror too. Then I never noticed. And okay, that makes sense then. So then where we sat was up on the bar. So if you're looking at this, just to give you a perspective, so you walk in the door, and the bowling lanes are basically right in front of you. Okay. And then you've got, to the left slightly, up a set of stairs, you have the bar area where you sit, grab your drinks, food, whatever. Then, if you were to go back, walk behind the bowling area, the other side would have, pool tables, and I'm assuming another bar once it's, busy at night. We went on the side, most direct, and just sat down at a table. So we grabbed a few drinks and stuff, realized that we were about... realized that the line had crept up to the fucking restaurant. We're like, shit, we better go.
Before we even got our drinks. Just coordinating the sitting of 7 people and ordering something. Which took long enough
for weird as a line shit in itself.
Conglomerate.
I had a table chair, ended up jammed in between 2 tables at one point. I don't know what happened. So once we realized that the line was coming up, I got up, I paid for my drink. I was like, and I'll take 2 water bottles. So then Nathan does his thing. Tyler, you were, I think you, and then you paid. No, you didn't even.
Nathan paid.
Because he bought the bucket of beer. Yeah. That's right. So shout out to Nathan the bucket of beer.
We got a clap for him?
Yeah. Right?
Clap for Nathan, man. Being a gentleman.
Way to bring it together, buddy.
I made it up for him with a bottle of water.
Yeah. Hey, man, that was the greatest bottle of water he ever had, from what I could tell. Because he was all up in it. So then we got in line. And then once we were in line, we had probably 15 minutes or so to wait, I guess.
Yeah, it really wasn't that bad.
No, we were high. It felt like it was longer.
Yeah, for sure. And it was boiling out. I'm very fair skinned. I don't do well in that kind of heat. Yeah. And it was a lot, pushing the 38 or so with the Humidex.
It was fucking.
To be fair, and little to our knowledge, there was rain impending.
Yeah.
At some point. So that has a play.
Which was fucked up because it did, when we got there, we're talking clear blue sky, beating hot sun. It was like
frying egg on your forehead.
Yeah, man. Underwear was too much to wear. Yeah. You know, you're just sweating, waiting. Right?
What's his face in Fear and Loathing when he.
Yeah. Exactly like that.
What's the score?
So as you wait in line, obviously, like, it's a lineup full of, like, bud tenders on this. You line up on two, so you can go if you're, like, regular public, but you don't get the goodies.
Yeah.
You only get the goodies if you're part of the industry, if you're a bud tender, work at the shop, whatever, right? So there's two different lines. There's one on the one side for your general admission tickets where you get to go around and look at stuff, and then there's your bud tender side. So that line is longer because everybody wants to be a bud tender.
Yeah, especially day one.
Right?
Yep.
So we get in line, and I sparked up another Platinum Cookies, I think. Yeah. You sparked up. You had something in there. Cherry gelato. No.
No, I think I had... That was one of my cherry AKs.
That's it. Yeah. Yep. So the cherry AK from 1964. So you had that going. Nathan lit something, didn't he? No, he didn't. We just kept Alexa. Passing. Oh, yeah. Alexa. She lit up the purple rain, baby. That's right. The problem with that was everything I had packed was sativa. Because I knew from last year. I made two mistakes when I went last year. Okay. One was everything I took with me was an indica. Two, I had 140 milligrams of edibles 20 minutes before walking through the door. And like, I know 140 doesn't sound like a lot, but when you get the 140 milligrams from Vortex, dude, I don't care who you are, that shit's gonna fuck you up, okay? Yep. So my experience was much different last year than it was this year. Because my older, last year I was just, weed. It was bad.
Yeah.
And then I, like, after a few hours, but, and it was, we, because it was also, like, the fall one or winter, it was way colder, so we just couldn't stay outside as long.
Yeah. Almost night and day. Yeah. Same location.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was, like, it was much better situated this time.
It had a nicer layout this time, for sure.
Yeah. Last time, it was, like, there was one main way down the middle, and then it felt like that was
window
it.
Pattern, right?
Kind of, yeah.
Like window pattern, and this one had more like figure eight style to it.
Yeah, it was more fair styled.
Yeah, yeah.
Like where if the rides were smoking weed, you couldn't miss them.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So
want to go on this one? We were already on that one, man.
Yeah, but if we go again, we get another one.
Prize at every turn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that was, so at that point we had smoked cherry AK,
yeah,
another platinum cookies, the purple rain.
Purple rain.
And then.
I had Nathan's thing, Royal Dive, platinum cookies. Your mix, I called it mix number three.
Oh yeah, so that one was a mix of when I rolled the other one. So it was a little bit of sour OG, a little bit of sour and citrus. And a little bit of the dank, whatever, plasma.
The Royal Dive?
The Royal Dive, that's it.
Yeah.
Dank plasma number two or whatever.
Right.
That was mixed in there too, because I just took what was left from the other joints and rolled in it. So yeah, we smoked that one. That was actually really nice altogether.
Yeah.
Because like all the flavors of each one.
They complement each other really well.
Yeah, very citrusy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Actually, now that I think about it, that might have been one of the most flavorful joints, like in terms of what I would consider like a peach flavor I've ever had. Like just,
it was crisp. You know?
Sometimes when you smoke weed, you got to think about it days later and be like, I did like that, bro. Right on.
It's lingering. Yeah. Right?
You got to let it set in. Yeah. So that's where we're at with... did we smoke anything else before we went in? I don't think so.
Sorry, I just immediately changed my mind. So I think it gets a little soggy squirrely for here, me.
Right? Yeah, okay.
So because like we weren't really... We're looking to just chill for a minute, right? Like, it's been a hectic morning.
Yeah.
You know?
So this part I remember, because I hope that one time I have the balls, because I find it weird when people, like, videotape when they're doing it, that I can videotape it one time and we get to go together again, so that I can show people what Nathan is like. He's like a puppy. Like, he just goes. That's it. Like, and then you can hear him. like wherever he is. He's like, arr, 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 like, arr, and then you find him, and you just, it happens, right? Yeah. It's awesome. It's like it's the perfect, because you don't have to worry about him. He's just like out doing shit, and he's having a great time. Yeah. And when you see him again, he's done some shit, and he's having a great time. So great. Like, it works out perfectly, but it's so much fun because his energy is like through the fucking roof. So it brings yours way up. Like, you, even if you have a lull, like when I smoked the Purple Rain in line, I told you, it felt like my feet were all of a sudden cemented to the floor because it overtook all of the sativas. And I was like, shit,
yeah.
I'm fucked. He started talking. And I was like, yeah, yeah, let's do stuff. It's like, he shook. Okay, Nathan, you, sir, this is all out of love, but you, sir, are an indica killer. You murder that motherfucker on me. Because, like, I was like, man, I can't. Okay, and then I smoked. Oh, that's when I smoked another. Shit, what did I smoke?
Plum cookies.
Yeah, it had to be. I was trying to think if I had anything else rolled, but no, I think that's it. So yeah, so it would have been platinum cookies. And then that's all we smoked when we, before we got in. And then when we got through the door, that's when we ran into the Shreddums guys. Oh, and yeah. They gave us the gummies.
Yep.
Yeah. And then you...
The THCV gummies.
Yeah, that's right. Which I downed. Dude, those things were so good. Guava and melon or something like that. Or yeah, guava and
really good.
I don't know. They're delicious. Whatever you did with those, like... Yes.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Actually.
Yeah, no, that was so good. So I downed those. Well, I didn't down them there. I downed them home. But like when I finally realized I had them. But yeah, so we ran into them first. And then from there, I think some people went to a couple different booths. Yeah, like the people that were with Nathan went to 1964. You guys went out. Oh, we had to do the washroom thing first. That's why it screwed everything up.
That's right.
Yeah, and you guys thought you lost me, but I literally walked up to you and went, I'm just going to sit here. And no one noticed. Like, so I was like, well, I'm right here.
Me and Nathan are just so, because I take on his energy when it's like in that space.
Mm-hmm.
It was the same thing when we went shopping at Walmart for groceries for the shop.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay, 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 okay. And
yeah, it's true.
Yeah, so we just like, just freaking took off, like find the bathrooms, that's it. But that's why, yeah, so we thought, like, we just turned around, and then we turned back, and, like, I thought you were just gone, like Batman. And we're both like, what the hell? Where'd he go? How'd he leave so quick? And then it's like a movie, just, like, parts and behind us, sitting there at the benches. There's Justin, like, hey, guys, just gonna chill here.
Dude, you'll learn this as you get older, but if you've been standing in the sun for a while as a dad, the first seat you see, you're like, yeah, that's mine. Yeah. Nobody else can have this now. Fuck you. And the best part was I watched everything happen, but because I couldn't hear you guys, I had no clue what was happening. I just thought you were like, okay, I gotta go pee. Me too. Me too. All right, let's go. Let's go. Okay. And then you left. But clearly there wasn't that discussion. Nope. So then,
nope.
So then what's her face?
Alexa,
thank you. Sorry. This is, okay, so I want to say this quick. This true OG, it's a giggler. Like,
yeah.
What I'm saying right now is not that funny, but I can't not giggle. It's not happening. So, it's a creeper, too, because at first I thought, it's not that good. That's why I started opening this one. But it's pretty good, and I like the giggle. So, well done, Truro, on your true OG pre-roll. 28.9%.
True OG.
I know, it's so hard to say.
Truro.
So now I'm gonna smoke.
How now? Okay.
Let's see here. The Haze Quads Black Mountainside
pre-roll
by Weed Me.
Yeah, that one sounds good.
So yeah, so you guys went to the bathroom. You finally came back.
Yep.
Not finally. It didn't take that long. Regular bathroom break length.
Yeah. As far as festivals go, but right? Yeah.
And then I think you went to 1964 after that.
Yep.
I just kind of milled around the same area for a bit. And then they went one way, and you and I were like, let's go smoke. Well, I think I was like, let's go smoke something. So we went to the back, we smoked. You got in line for Nugs.
Yes.
I think there. I went over to Tribal, and then I finished, came over to the other side, because the Nugs line was too long.
Mm.
So I just went to the side looking for, well, that's when we started looking for where to smoke. And then we realized that we were sitting in the spot where you're supposed to smoke.
There's a sign. Yeah. And there's actually a decent divider as well.
Yeah.
That this is the smoking consumption area.
There was literally a, like, you know, canna, whatever, canera in like canera. Bright lights over the top and a giant sign right by the side that said consumption area. Like, and this idiot is like, where do we smoke our weed? Yeah. I don't know. Show me.
Although it tripped me out because you could smoke and toke in the consumption area. Couldn't have a beverage, though. That was surprising to me.
You couldn't have beer. Because dude didn't say shit when I walked by him with the teapot.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. That makes sense.
As soon as I walked by with the beer, he was like, no. I'm like, well, you realize I'm just going to chug this. Like, this isn't making it better. It's making, like, there's more opportunity for by the time I'm finished this drink in 10 seconds, you're going to have to do something. Like, right now, if you had just said, go ahead, no problem. You would have seen me in an hour. Like, I would have walked down and be like, hey, man, how's it going?
Like, I immediately saw the absurdity that, like, we're just human beings in a parking lot with imaginary lines.
Right.
You're like, you can consume this over here, but you step over this little wooden border, you can't consume that here. Oh, but you can have this. It's like, what is this?
Yeah. That totally wasn't lost on me either, because I remember sitting on that stool at one point right before I was about to light the blunt. And I looked down at the sand because of the way everything was. I was like, maybe you can only smoke on the sand. And so I'm trying to figure it out. Also, how much have we smoked at that point? Like fucking six joints?
Yeah. Yep.
So I'm sitting there going like, all right, are we sure we can smoke on this side? Like, I know there's an ashtray, but everybody that's smoking is over there right now where the sand is, because there was a DJ booth and like sand and everything. It was cool. It was a really awesome setup.
Yeah.
But... okay, you're like, I don't know what to do here, because you're super high and you're like, I don't want to cause problems and I don't want everybody to be like, ha ha, dummy, right? So like, what do I do?
Yeah.
So we waited and waited, and then finally I noticed people smoking and I was like, fine, let's do it. Tyler lit one, and where was it going with this? Okay, that's what this does. This just fully shut my brain off. I've had three puffs off this. Haze quads. Well, expect haze. Black Mountainside. Yeah, that stuff.
You're reading the entire briefing of our play-by-play.
I know, right?
In the first 10 minutes. Kind. That's what true OG does to you. It's a true serum. That's what's... Yeah.
Stop me. This is the fucking anti-truth. This is the guy that comes in and goes, shut the fuck up. This is your lawyer. Oh, man. That's lawyer weed. So that's what I was saying. So we figure out that we can smoke there, right? And I lit my blunt, and then I think Nathan had something going, but you guys were still getting stuff from drinks. We were talking about drinks. Then we were talking about how it was all quadded off into like...
Yeah, see, we had this conversation before we had this conversation.
Yeah.
And we're having the conversation about the conversation.
No, because I just caught to where I was. I was telling you when I realized the same thing.
Yep.
It was when I was looking at the sand, and I went, can we only smoke on the sand? And then I thought to myself, why does it matter? So then smokes happened. And then weed happened and whatever, right? So like, yeah, it was pretty fun. But that's when I lit the Nugs wrap blunt.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we smoked that. And that was like maybe... 10 minutes into being there.
Yeah. I think, honestly, that was the perfect leveler to everything up to that point. Because it's always just like, it doesn't matter the percentage it's at.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I will smoke that. It's freaking delicious.
Yeah, man.
And it just, it just sets you right, basically.
It's, I said this when I recommend it to anybody, or I've said it to you too, is it's the Nugs, they're like, so they're Slaps Pheno number 25. No, Smalls or Slaps? Slaps, right?
Slaps.
Slaps Pheno number 25, okay, is, it's such a good indica that, like, you get a ride for a few hours before you crash out on it. But the best part about it is that if you pair it with anything else that's made by Nugs, so, like, if you pair it with the fresh frozen hash rosin, that's a tongue twister.
Fresh frozen.
That's it.
Frozen.
Yeah, say it louder. Let the people know.
Fresh frozen hash rosin.
Booyah, suckers. That thing.
Of course, so, when I amplify my voice, I almost fuck it up.
Yeah, it's tough. Fresh frozen hash rosin. So, that if you mix any of their strains, any of their stuff, like it compounds on itself. So instead of being at like a plateau of high, you could keep bringing yourself up. It's one of the very few like companies that I've seen that have a product that can do that mm-hmm. at a price point that they put their stuff at. So like really good stuff.
Yeah.
But we're see again.
Make your own infused joint.
Right.
Basically. The next yeah. way. But yeah. So at some point we did hit booths.
I don't remember not the too first long. Well, few. Once we figured out, so okay, that's the thing. So once we figured out, Nathan got beer.
Yes.
Because we had already had one beer, and now we needed more beer.
Right. Yeah. Beer in the bowling alley.
Yeah.
Need another beer.
Nathan had a beer, and he was in water the spot in where. Between. Yeah, he wasn't supposed to have the beer,
mm-hmm.
and somehow got away with it. I think it's because he's a puppy. Yeah. And the guy was like, "It's okay."
Yeah.
You know? And
he's allowed.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of energy.
This one guy. He's holding on way too tight to that can. So then once he found beer, that's when we started walking, grabbed some beer, and then we split up. And we started going to just different yep. places. But it wasn't the same as like, so when Anna, Jake, and I went, they were running all over the place, and I was just kind of, again, 140 milligrams.
Yeah.
20 minutes before I walked in, right? So, like, I'm just wandering around like, yes, over there. Like, <Yeah. laughs> I can't do this proper. So, I learned my lesson. This time, it was way more fun. I was just like, let's go places. I ended up with way more weed than I thought I even got.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't seem like we hit as often as apparently we did.
Yeah.
Because we were just chilling for a lot of it, just kind of moseying here.
Yeah.
We weren't like, okay, go, like a freaking Shopperama or something like that, you know?
Yeah, it didn't feel like we were waiting in line.
No,
like,
yeah.
Even when we had to wait in line, it just felt like you were kind of walking down the walkway and you're like, oh, okay, cool. Hey, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. Especially some of them, and especially going as late as we did, right?
Yeah.
So, like, because we stayed... Nathan and them left, I don't know, at some point before 9, I'm sure, or around 9. And you all right?
This chair has, like, a slight tilt to it, oh. And I thought it was going. Just a moment of non-grace. But,
It's okay, they're sturdy. I checked them out, don't worry.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
They're good. But, yeah, so they took off. So you and I really stayed for the whole thing. I think we were the only people in our group of people that we knew that went, whether it was, like, our shop or theirs,
mm-hmm.
that stayed for the whole event.
Yeah.
For the whole day. And it was fun as shit.
It was a lot of fun. What was it? I mean, Endgame had their basketball,
mm-hmm.
which by the time we got there... So no, I should say that because by the time we got there, I was checked out.
Yeah, it was okay.
I was just standing still at the end of the basketball court watching Jorge and Anna shoot their shots.
So, okay, so those are the notable things. So to sort of get through it, so a few hours in... We've been smoking weed, doing this, doing that, just walking around, talking to people, mainly having a few drinks, sitting off to the side, listening to, like, you know, the music play and stuff, because they had a DJ in the main area.
That is wholeheartedly worth noting, because at the one booth, they had a DJ mm-hmm. and a live singer, vocalist, mm-hmm. And I had no idea it was live vocals until I finally looked over, and I'm like, oh, hey,
yeah.
It's live vocals.
Yeah.
And same on the other end. At the other stage, they had another DJ with a saxophonist.
Yeah.
And dude was just a jazzing it up.
Out. Yeah.
He was killing it. but I'm like, oh shit, that's also live. That blew my mind.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was really cool there.
Yeah, sure. So after we did that, well, that was later on. That was a little later than, that was, I think, around 4 or 5. Because that was close to before we caught up with Anna. Mm. Right? So... And when Nathan was talking about, I don't want to be here till like 10 or whatever.
Right.
And so that had to have been around like 5 or 6. Because that's when we, up to that point though, we had just kept cruising around in a circle trying to find everybody and walk around.
Yeah, but see what we could see.
Yeah, and the main part was you go collect like 5 things. And then you go back to the consumption section and you just like hit whatever. There were booths set up where they had like dab rigs across the whole thing. There was Stundenglas. Like,
yeah. There's a guy blowing glass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was making dab tools and shit.
Making, yeah. It was freaking cool.
Yeah, that was awesome. They had all kinds of, like, really fun shit going on, especially if you're really into weed. Oh, hang on. We got to do this or we're going to lose it. There we go. All right. Yeah, you could get into a lot of fun shit. It, like, if you were really into weed, this is the place to be. Like, if you can in any way find your way to the Kind Fair, dude.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
There's a booth for everyone, because, like, even I was excited to see Proof Lee.
Yeah.
Man.
Yep.
Good talk with him. And he gave us, what was it, the little after, like, the sports shot or something like that. It was like a 5-hour energy, but it's, like, cannabis equivalent.
Yeah, a CBD recovery
shot. Yeah, recovery shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, that's upstairs. Shit. Yeah. I can show you next time. Anyways. But yeah, there's, so like, we did, Dude, this one time I said things and then I just was like, hey, man. So it flatlined. So we cruised around for a little while at that point, just grabbing drinks and, you know, grabbing as much weed as we could.
And hadn't eaten yet at this point, by the way.
Yeah, no eating.
Yeah.
And that was, so okay, that was about 5. Because I remember about 6:30, that's when you guys had the tacos.
Right.
And then...
So, worth mentioning before this, okay, so we got in there just after 3.
Yep.
And did this whole by the island situation.
Yep.
Or the consumption zone. But at some point, that rain did roll in.
Remember? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Walking past the True Fire booth, and they were just rolling out the gazebo there. Yeah. They had a nice couch set up.
Because that's when we started smoking more, because we were walking down. And we were,
rains are coming.
We were looking for a spot to find under. And, like, we couldn't find any, like, there was no open umbrellas. Everybody had taken them, right?
Yeah.
So at a certain point, we're standing there, like, looking at this spot, and we're like, you know what? We're just going to have to, like, accept the fact that we're getting soaked.
Yeah.
Like,
just keep mentioning to each other. Yeah. Just remind each other.
Yeah.
As if we needed reminding. Hey, it's still raining.
Yeah.
But hey, that's how we happened upon, I think, the Super Toast booth.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
AKA
Pure Sun Farms.
Pure Sun Farms.
Yeah. I had a flashback for a second. It was me following you going like, hey, like, it's supposed to rain. I'm going like, yeah, I am pretty much just, as long as you can light the joint, we're fine.
Yeah.
You're like, yep. And then, like, fucking a minute later,
yeah,
we're sitting there.
It was straight downpour. But hey, it definitely cooled things down a bit.
Yeah, it was nice.
So that was welcome. As much as, like, it was an outdoor event.
Yeah.
Like, calling for rain, most people prepared for it. The whole staff, eventually, they, I don't know if you saw them all come out in their, what do you call it? Like a poncho?
Yeah.
Like just a plastic poncho.
Yeah.
They all were just coming out of the place.
Yeah.
All right, go. But
yeah.
Yeah, and we just kind of embraced it for the most part.
Oh, like, yeah, we just got wet, man.
Yeah.
Because it was so hot. Like, you have to understand, right before it rained, it was like 30 degrees out. And it's an open parking lot. Sure, there's like tents set up with the vendors, but it's only enough room for the vendors.
Yeah.
Like, you get the edge of the tent. So you can't, there's no hiding from the rain. You're out there, right?
Yeah.
If you're sitting at, like, an umbrella table, it's just an, like, you're getting it from the side. You're still going to get wet. So I figured, you know, as long as it's not, like, a thunderstorm, we should be all right. And everybody's like, it's pouring. I'm like, this is like a drizzle. Yeah. It's like the drop hits you and it's dried already.
It was a nice rain. Like, I was very welcome to that rain.
Yeah, it wasn't an uncomfortable wet. And the rain was, like, humid itself. It was warm enough. It was just like, yeah, it was a nice... Maybe heavier than the misting, but that's really ultimately what it felt like. Because by the time we left, I was dry.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
like,
yeah, totally fine.
The rain went away and the heat just soaked it up. So, like, it was a great day.
I could still stamp my passport.
Right.
At all the booths.
Yeah. None of the pages got stuck together. Like,
yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it was good. So, at that point when it rained, then that's when we ended up back in the
Nug section?
Yeah, we must have, because we stopped to, like...
Because in around that point, we watched the drone land.
Oh, yeah, the drone landing. Corner. That's right. We found garbage corner. We were having a smoke. All of a sudden, this guy goes, hey, can you move? We're like, why? He goes, because we got a drone landing.
Like, for the record, this, it's just like, it's the only unused space at the festival.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's just a random, like, you got some pallets over here. And yeah. Like, looks like cigarette butter.
Yeah, it looks like where you'd smoke.
Yeah. Very obvious smoking pit at a concert.
Mm-hmm.
But this, like, it's like, you can't stand here. They're landing the drone.
Yeah. Like I said, then there's me.
What
dummy.
Did you just say?
Right? Why are you? Why do you have a drone?
Weed.
Does weed come with drones now? So yeah, so we watched that guy do that, and then, but right before that, you know what made it funnier was that we had smoked that sour OG, because we stopped at the Nug side first. We smoked the sour OG,
mm-hmm.
and then Nathan took off again because that's when he ran into his buddy again.
Right.
Oh,
dude, that's right around the time that they found me, because I was just standing there waiting for somebody, but I was just standing there eating my pizza, and then you just hear Nathan come by, and he's like, ha ha!
That's how I ran into him later on tonight.
I'm just like, hey, man.
I mean, again, it's just a parking lot, so like... Yeah.
You're gonna run into each other.
Yeah, you're not. It's not that much.
They're not lost in the woods.
Yeah.
We can recover them.
This is like the trail to fucking Antarctica. Like, it's not. We're not going to the Arctic here. Like,
yeah.
Antarctica. What the fuck am I talking about?
Another
hey, this
place.
Pretty good. You know what? This haze quads. I'm in.
Oh, that's a...
It's a nice topping to the True OG, but you know what? I really should have let the True OG sort of settle in a little more, because that was a really nice high. It gave me the giggles quite a bit. But yeah. Okay, so after all this sort of like Mr. Beaning it around, trying to catch up with each other kind of situation, and like, you know those old TV shows where like the joke is that they're running through different doors just following each other? Like, that's what we were doing.
Yeah.
Right? But in a figure eight. So finally, we catch up with them at one point. I don't even know when we like separated again, but then that's when we smoked again. That's when we smoked like heavy.
Yeah, that's when we got the royalty concentrate.
Yes, that and was in Garbage Corner.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right,
right beside Garbage Corner. Yeah. It's unfortunate because like the royalty booth was great,
yeah,
fantastic. They had some slushies, which we at first were misguided and thought were infused.
Hey, you tricked me.
Hey, I was just reading the signs, man.
You got me so excited. You literally leaned in and went, hey, a few slushies. And we just smoked sour OG. I looked up and I go, I see slushies. They're infused?
Yeah.
And you go, yeah. And I go, right now? And you go, no. I go, what?
And it's because they had their certified seal on the side of the slushy container.
So, yeah,
so
I get it.
It seemed implied that was, in fact, in the slushies.
I don't understand why they wouldn't.
Right?
Like
you're a concentrate. You're doing the concentrates thing? Dude, infuse drink, man. It's right there for you.
You know?
Yeah. But, you know, I guess they can't, like, regulate, and, like, some people might get, like, a thicker slushy than some.
True.
Yeah.
Then what? Well, you saw that there were a couple people that we watched fucking green out. Those were fun.
Yeah.
Well, one we thought was heat stroke, maybe.
Yeah.
But one was a definite green out.
Yeah.
For sure.
Watch the ch-ch.
Yeah. Because it was when, all right, well, when you're done that one, well, give it a minute, but we'll have to smoke the nugs, and then I'll tell that story.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's a good story.
Oh, yo.
It's the most notable.
I don't know why I read like this one anyways.
What are you smoking there?
That was the Gelato 41.
Oh, you need an upper. You need like a lime mojito.
Lime. I already smoked a lime mojito.
Or the slaps. I mean, that'll work too.
Slaps? I mean, that's what we're... Yeah. Again, the
okay.
reset, right?
So, yeah. So we got to tell this story because this is probably like the best one,
right.
To be honest. It was awesome. And it's kind of got a couple elements to it. And that's what we'll... I think that's the thing that we'll take from like kind... this year, because it was fucking wicked.
Yeah.
You know, so was Nate there? No, Nate wasn't there.
No,
it was just me, you, Anna, Jorge.
And Jorge.
So Anna and Jorge, we work with them, they work with us.
Yeah.
And they were on the later shift, I guess.
Of the late sesh.
Yeah, the late sesh. That's it. Yeah. So they were on the late sesh. So we ended up meeting each other at about 6:30 because nobody told us to get out. So we were like, we're not going.
I was heartily expecting somebody to be like, yeah, how long have you guys been here?
Yeah.
Like, I was just waiting for that, really. Yeah. But like, I was having a great time at the same time, so.
Because literally, it said, you know, early ones, you go 3 to 6
three
or
to
whatever.
Six,
so like
6 to 10.
We thought they'd do a sweep, close it down, open it up again. I don't know.
Yeah.
None of that happened, which is awesome, by the way. Potheads, though, you got to be more specific. We're high when we get there. Like, we're high when we read about going there. As soon as we found out that you were going to do this and go there, we got high. Like,
yeah,
you have to be like, hey, just come here and stay. Because that's what we did. I don't know if we were supposed to leave. If we were, sorry, but we had a great time. It was awesome.
Yeah. I mean, by the time we did leave, we were told we need to leave. So
like, yeah, like they were closing.
Yeah, they're literally
they were just
closing.
Like, hey guys.
Yeah, you gotta see how everyone's wrapping it up.
There's no one else here but the vendors.
Yeah.
Oh shit! Sorry. Yeah. And then we left.
So waiting for the sweep.
Yeah. Right.
Waiting for the what's it, the hook.
Yeah.
Pull me off stage.
So we ended up staying for the whole thing. So at about 6 o'clock, I think. No, this was later than that. So this is what we saw. So first, I think it was around, this is why I think it was 6, but it wasn't. So this first thing happened at 6. That was the most confusing things I've said on a podcast, I think.
Where it only makes sense in here, but like to say it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch this back and be like.
Wait, but the 6.
Dummy.
Definitely 6. Definitely
talk 6. Better.
Okay, so, but yeah, at some point.
The guy in all black, when he passed out, did you see him?
By the front?
In the doorway where the plant was, in the consumption area.
Oh yeah.
All black jeans, black long sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
And he's standing there, and he had this like intense stare, like, you know,
holding them true.
Yeah, I think he was the heat stroke guy, like weed and heat stroke, because he like didn't go pale, right? When he had his episode,
he was woozy.
It could have been more of the heat.
Yeah.
He was wearing all black. Like, literally, this guy, it's fucking July.
Yeah.
And it's 30 degrees out.
Plus.
In an, it's like a, it's a desert parking field. Like, it's the center of heat, okay?
Yep.
This guy's in all black jeans and a black shirt. And he, at one point, he's smoking and he's having a drink. Then he steps forward and he just, and then, and his buddy catches him, and they walk him out. Not out, but like they walked him away and sat him down and stuff, right?
Awesome.
Nobody gets kicked out. You just kind of get like laid over, right?
Yeah.
So then not too long after that, we come across, so we come across Nico Dank. Now, if you know, then I don't need to explain. But if you don't know, then I need to explain a little bit. Nico Dank, he does all the Nug stuff. And he does all the tribal stuff, right?
Yeah.
All of it.
He's the guy.
Yeah, he's the dude, all right? So when I say, like, I like... Well, right now we decided to light the Nugs. You got the slaps?
I got the slaps.
Which one is it? Does it say?
It does not say. For educational purposes only.
Oh, yeah, they don't really put anything else on there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so you got the slaps, which is generally, like, pheno number 25.
Yeah.
Or,
when it's my favorite.
Yeah, like, what's the other one? Power Sherb number 3 or something.
Pardon me. Yeah.
So, we thought we would tell you this story because it's cool as shit. We like Nugs a lot, actually. When we first got there, one of the first things we smoked was the Nugs wrap. I love that blunt. It's great.
It's fantastic.
So all this Nugs stuff is awesome. So when Nico Dank, the guy that makes all this shit or is like a major contributor to it, if it's not his, like, I don't know how it works, but like he was cool as shit to meet him. And he walks up to you with a trident
of vapory.
Yeah. So it's, I,
Whatever 5'10 is, it's, times 3, I'm not about to do that.
Right.
I'm not even
try. I think it's like 15'30.
Let's go with that.
But it's, okay, so you have your normal handheld, like, cartridge battery, right? Your 5'10 thread. This one was, you could put 3 in it. And then it had a glass dome over it, and it blew the smoke at you. Okay?
Yeah.
Like
quite intently.
Yeah. So when he walks up and goes, want some? You go, yes, I do.
And he goes, take a deep breath. A real deep breath.
Yeah, you go, is that Cuban Lynx? He goes, yeah. I go, definitely.
Yeah.
You have to do it.
A tri-head of Cuban Lynx.
Yeah.
Live resin.
3 vape carts going at one time.
Right to
filling a little chamber and being shot into your head hole. Okay.
Yeah. It was fantastic.
This was like Weed Circle heaven.
It was like, I felt like that was the first time I really tasted Cuban Lynx, like to its fullest potential.
Yeah. Like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because flower is good, but it's one thing, like those carts are something else, man.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so those were amazing. And we got the chance to talk to them for like, what, I don't know, half an hour or so, 20 minutes at least.
It probably felt that way. It was probably like closer to like probably 5 to 8 minutes.
Was it really?
It's probably that.
No way. He sprayed us like 3 times with the thing.
Yeah, but things can happen quickly.
Not when you're high. Is it really that fast? It did feel like a half hour to me. I'm not even shitting you.
It could have been either or. I was quite taken at that point.
That's true. I did. There were a couple times where I was just like, yeah, okay, really?
Yeah.
No shit.
I told him how much I enjoyed the fresh frozen hash rosin. Mm. That was very near and dear to me. And because I think they're thinking about bringing an infused something to the market. Maybe it's already announced or something like that. But
That'd be cool.
Yeah. And I was telling him just how I love putting that fresh frozen hash rosin in like anything I infuse myself, right?
Yeah.
It's just right up there. Like the flavor alone gets me every time.
Mm-hmm.
That or the hash.
Yeah.
Like the Cumulinx hash. Just a great smoke.
Yeah, so they do a really good job. So it was a pretty awesome time sitting there talking to them for, I'm going to believe for the rest of my life, 20 minutes. I don't care what you say.
It's 5 to 8 minutes.
It was, listen.
Could have been longer than that.
Listen. Okay. He did the wandy thing with the smoke and all the stuff 3 times. He was like, here. Shaw. And I was like, and then the second time he stopped longer. He was like, oh, you can take a lot of that, huh? I'm like, yes, I can.
The fairy bud mother.
He was there for 20 minutes. We had a big, long conversation.
I'm sure it was longer, but like, you know.
No, we're best friends now. That's it. Yeah. You didn't know? Now you know. No, I'm just kidding.
And then I went over and bought a sweater. Because I didn't see the sweater before, but then I saw this beautiful tribal crew neck.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I need that in my life.
Yeah, they make sweet gear for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like all their stuff. But yeah, it was really cool to hang out with him. And then after we hung out with him for 8 minutes, apparently. Maximum. Okay. Apparently, then we decided there was like the hash tent. So this guy was running around with a weed gun. If you don't know what a weed gun is, it's a gun that blows weed at you. Not nugs. Smoke.
Yeah.
Okay.
This gun is lit.
Yeah.
It is pre-lit. With the trigger.
And it just goes, and smoke goes in your face.
Yeah.
And,
right? You're showered in love.
Yeah, exactly.
Skunk.
So we got in this hash tent, because he was doing all this, oh, I'm going to blow the smoke in the hash tent. And then, now, mind you, I still had fun in the hash tent. But he definitely didn't blow any smoke in the hash tent. And I was like, dude, what? I thought we were filling this bitch up. Like, <Yeah. laughs> what happened here? I was expecting not to see the people over there. Like, yeah.
That is where I got to try the Happel officially.
Another Nugs thing.
Yeah, yeah. I was a big fan of that. Because I'm a joint smoker. And it just gets me that nice in between.
Yeah.
And like the pipe and all that. Like, it is nice.
Mm-hmm.
If you got some quality something in there.
Everything they make is kind of like money in the bank.
Yeah,
I think.
Really?
You know?
Yeah.
They know their shit. They take their time. They clearly, like, I've said this, you and I have talked about this a lot, but like, essentially, the companies that focus on, like, I think now you could probably get away with focusing on like 5 strains. and doing those five strains well at a time. Like, you could change strains and stuff. But if you're only working on five at a time, maximum, you're golden. Like, all right, so we've been having a few technical difficulties with the batteries, with our brains, mine specifically, and the being able to, what is it, record the actual video. So this is going to be part one of our day at Kind. We also realized that the story is a little bit more in depth than we thought for just one podcast.
Yeah, and this there was a lot to take in one day.
Yeah.
It's like the first... two-thirds of Lord of the Rings. But also, like, we covered a lot, at least so far.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, we're a good, like, three-quarters through the day. So at this point, I think we're probably about, I think it's safe to say we're probably about 15 joints in with the use of also a little bit of concentrate as well.
That's right.
Yeah.
The Orbit, or the Pillar.
Yeah. Yeah. So, sorry, but, I meant a Kind. That's how far in, like, joint-wise we were, right?
Yeah.
So, we're going to have to give you part two next week. Hopefully we'll be able to get that done. If not, part two will be coming up, so keep your eye out if you're interested. This has been fun for you, at least.
Absolutely. We went on a journey to get to part two. This is, like, the kappa of part two.
Absolutely.
For the part one.
So, thank you for joining me, Justin Baroni, on your Friday on Thoughts Off the Stem. I hope you come back next week for part two of Our Kind Adventure. That's what we're going to call it, Our Kind Adventure.
Our Kind Adventure. That sounds good.
So check it out on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Good Pods, Podchaser, wherever you get your podcasts. It's out there, baby. Until next time, well, like I said, everything's kind of fucked on this one, so keep your lids low. Thank you, Tyler, for showing up. Appreciate it.
Got it, man.
Absolutely. So next time we'll tell you part two, or we'll tell you the other half, and we'll get into it. Don't forget to check out tots420.com for the whole catalog of sesh-isodes. Whenever you need a sesh, you need a sesh budgie, budgie.
Get
a sesh,
dude.
Budgie. You got a bird, budgie in here. Right? Man. All right. Until next time, keep your lids low, baby. You know? And then clapping.
Stay tuned.